folk. I'm unforgettable, yep, little incredible hope. Think you on fire, I'm a fire hydrant. Small tyrant, stand like a tall giant. So vibrant, trust me, I'm a hi-fi sci-fi project. But I'm a white boy, so I drive by projects. I'm a king, call me Maharabi. But I'm a kamikaze in a trench coat.
Hello and welcome to episode 43 of the I Want More Comics podcast. I'm Richie.
Hell, you're...
I'm Zach.
I'm Sean.
There you go. You're
Richie's
sick.
And I got Richie sick.
Yeah,
I was the mama bird.
I'm not
bird,
sick yet, but it's going to happen.
Richie was the baby bird, and I coughed in his mouth on free comic book day.
It's going to suck.
And now Richie's sick, too.
He's welcome my to
sick
the quarantine. Buddy. Why don't we get started on the news?
We had a little event that happened this past Saturday.
Teensy event.
On May 6th, 2017.
Yeah. Might be underselling it.
Yep, and that is called Free Comic Book Day.
That is right.
We had, for most people who don't know, it's one of the craziest days of the year for comic book stores.
Yeah, we'll be kind of diving into it for sure later.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about. But we had one of the biggest ones we've ever had, and we were getting ready for that this last week.
Yep.
So that's what we did not record one last week because of the insanity.
Yeah.
You and I, Richie, were here till midnight on Friday night.
Uh-huh.
And Keith was here till 1:30.
Yeah.
That night getting ready. So
I was home.
And Sean was Sean home asleep. So yeah, so we had free comic book day. Since we last talked, a couple of fun things have come out that I just want to talk about really quick. They announced and released the Defenders trailer.
Yes.
We've talked about the other shows here many times. I thought the trailer looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be all fun. We'll see how they do with Iron Fist, because that's everyone's number one concern.
Right.
So,
I'm excited for it. I'm all in still for Defenders. I mean, one bad series is not going to deter me away from what could be just awesome.
Yeah. Well, and watching that trailer just reminds me how good Charlie Cox is as Daredevil.
Yeah. Or Matt Murdock.
Either one. I'm like, he's very good.
He's real good.
He's very good. Also, we're...
I haven't seen that yet.
Daredevil or...
No, the trailer.
The trailer? Yeah, no, it's really good.
It is good. They released a... we're big fans here of The Dark Tower.
Mm-hmm.
They released that trailer, which we all... we thought was really pretty cool.
I'm still going to make that video.
Honestly, we could have Idris Elba eating a pound cake.
It'd be
I'd
fun.
Probably watch it.
And I'll probably watch it.
That guy's a really good actor.
Pretty much.
Yeah, take my money.
Pretty much. I just, you know, some people are like, oh, well, it's not like the books. It's not like this. I went, Idris Elba shoots people.
That's all you need.
And they go, well, you know, I don't know. I said, listen, I'll go
Idris Elba
shooting people.
that's I'm going to do a video with me throwing the shells in the air and trying to catch it with a revolver.
And so when you don't hear Richie
can't
on this podcast anymore.
Can't wait until you shoot yourself.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. Just be like, just knock everything over. It'll be good.
Both words and you are dangerous. It's going to be great. And you.
It's bad.
Bad combination.
They also released the last trailer for Wonder Woman, which blew me away. I thought it was the best trailer out of all of them. And it just really got me even more hyped. They said, you know, at the end of the trailer, they're like, it's a month away. And I was super stoked
about it. Just can't wait.
That was super exciting. They also released another Spider-Man clip from the movie. So, you know, we're in summer season now. We're getting barraged with all this stuff. Yep, everything in between. Secret Empire just started up from Marvel. There's some controversy with that, which we could do a whole episode about if we wanted to, but we're not going to talk about it. And DC is finishing up their Button storyline, which we'll talk about more next week.
Yeah.
Yep. So, so that's kind of all I have for the news.
All right.
Shall we get into?
Yeah, let's do a Picks of the Week then.
Picks of the Week. Excellent. Who wants to go first?
I'll take the helm here.
Okay.
My pick is going to be DC Comics' Bane Conquest.
Bane!
Done by Chuck Dixon and artist Graham Nolan.
Tell me why.
It's so good. It feels like they took 1994 and just slapped it back on a page and then delivered it to me again.
And why are those two creators important?
Because they themselves created Bane.
There you go.
And I mean, everything is back. His giant green hose in the imagery, the way he talks. I don't think that anyone has given Bane the amount of justice that Dixon created him with, mm-hmm. with the intelligence and the background. People have tried. Maybe since Tom King. Tom mm. King might be the closest I've read
yep.
that has come close to Dixon's true vision.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, this is just an excellent book if you liked any of Nightfall or Bane, the actual issues that came out at that time. You even get Harry. you get Harry Shoulder Bane, which here. I appreciate.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah. I mean, come on. It's classic Bane.
The story
1994, huh?
Yeah, straight out of 1994. That's right.
Chuck Dixon.
Working at a record store at the time.
Graham Nolan. When they announced this, I went, this is awesome. You're taking the creators, you're doing a 12-part Bane series, and as you and I have talked about, Bane is one of those characters who, you know, was really popular in the 90s, got there, and then kind of faded into obscurity there for a long time. Uh-huh. You know, at one point he was in the Fantastic, but not... well-sold Secret Six book uh-huh. from Gail Simone, which I thought that book was awesome.
It was.
But still, he was not a A-list, you know.
No.
He didn't show up in Batman comics that much anymore, except for once in a blue moon. Now, he's been in, 12 issues of Batman? He has his own series. They're really bringing him back, and I think it's great.
Right. Because
he is a character that gets labeled as a 90s knockoff, but I think he's a lot cooler with...
Right.
And I think Nolan helped do that, too, when he said, no, there's something here when he used him in Dark Knight Rises.
Correct.
Well, when you start building depth into the character, and you start building something other than, I'm kind of a mindless thug that breaks Batman's back.
Right, exactly.
We have to get past the big shock factor. You gotta add some kind of depth, or it's just gonna lose its wings.
Right, and that's the uniqueness that I thought Bane had always had, especially from Nightfall, was that he did break Batman's back, but it was more than just the venom. It was a very meticulous, thought out plan of getting to Batman and breaking him in every different way, more than just his back.
They only fight once, twice in that series.
Yeah. So it's really great. This kind of came out of nowhere for me. Like, if you would have said, there's going to be a Bane one-off, you know, run, I wouldn't expect it. And the fact that they got Dixon and Nolan to do it, it was a 100% easy buy.
So. Yeah, I get you.
That is my pick.
Excellent.
All right, I'll go.
All right, you go.
So my pick this week is going to be Walking Dead 167.
Yes.
Great, so great single issue all by itself.
No ads?
No ads. It was 44 pages, no ads, except you did get a letter from Kirkman to the fans about why he did what he did.
It's intense.
And that book, I do like comics let them get me emotional from time to time.
Oh, sure. Right.
Like, you're reading one of... Still reading.
Yes.
Should have been done by now, but still reading Strangers in Paradise, and that's one of the ones that you get to the end of it, and if you don't have emotions, then you've never been in love.
Right.
Just straight up.
Right.
You know what I mean? You've never known love.
You've not read Strangers in Paradise and not felt something.
You get to the end.
That's a good blurb.
You get to the end and you do not feel... If you just go, it was okay or whatever, you've never experienced, what true love is.
And then that's something you can deal with on your own time. You've never known love. I like it. That's fantastic.
That'll probably make you cry.
Right.
For other reasons.
Yes. Fantastic.
But this book, I mean, you're dealing with a pretty heavyweight death in it.
It's pretty big,
I put it up there as one of the big points in the series.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely a keynote point.
Yep.
And it hit me pretty good. And I had to stop and think about where we were at now. Who was actually left.
Yeah, it's brutal.
So, I...
It's brutal. Yeah, I'm not caught up. After all this
time, Kirkman can still... Mm-hmm. He can still knock that out of the park. There's not a lot of writers that have written in...
What number was it? 167.
167. Not a lot of writers that can get that far in a comic book series.
And still hit
you. Still have it just be like, oh, God.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not even caught up, but Sean was like, you got to just flip through this. I went, oh, okay, yeah.
That's young Zach anyway. That's always his
young Zach voice. Exactly. I said, okay, yeah, I'll check it out. And I started flipping through and I went, oh, it emotionally got me. Yeah. And I haven't read past, I can't remember what trade paperback that I last have is. But I haven't read the last whatever issues.
Yeah,
still, I was like, holy moly, man.
I was super weepy as well. I read it and teared up for sure. Yeah. I was upset I read it here. because I wanted to give a good cry. Like, I was reading it, but I couldn't because I was here and you guys made fun of me.
And you were eating lunch at the time, so people were thinking you were having a bad day.
But yeah, it's a really incredible book.
I can't say enough about it.
Yeah,
it was good.
We don't want to go too much into it. It's going to be interesting to
see. No, it's hard to talk about.
The book right now is at an impasse.
Yeah.
So I don't know where it's going to go from here.
I don't either. Really, yeah.
After everything that's went down in the last like 4 or 5 issues, I really don't know what's going to happen next. Mm-hmm. That's the amazing thing about this book is you really don't know.
Yeah, I'm super interested in seeing where he takes it, especially because. Really, this issue was dedicated to a certain point in the comic book that had really was a side effect of a different point that's going on.
Uh-huh.
And that just kind of climaxed right before this issue, and they dedicated an issue to a side effect,
yep.
Not so much the storyline.
Yep, yep.
Not necessarily so it's really, the storyline that was going on at all.
Yeah. So it's really interesting to see where it'll take off from after that.
Absolutely.
Great pick.
All right, so I guess I'll get into mine, and let's have story time, everybody.
Oh.
Do I have to?
Yes. So my pick is going to be Batman the Shadow number one.
Mm.
Something that is not widely known is that I am a huge Shadow fan. I am a huge fan of the old radio programs from the 30s, 40s, 50s, into the 60s. Ever since I was a small kid, I've loved the Shadow. The Shadow was the very first radio program I ever heard.
You should probably explain to the younger audience what the hell a radio program is.
No, that's true. Okay, so in the
like
old days,
podcast.
It's kind of like a podcast.
Yeah.
In the old days, before TV was widely in everywhere,
yeah, their families all had big radios.
Everyone had radios, and they would do programs on them throughout the day, and they would do stories.
I don't have coconuts, or I'd try it. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Meanwhile, the Western comes around.
Yep, exactly.
You know, something like that.
It would be around a microphone. People would have scripts. There would be actors. People making sounds, and it was the form of entertainment at one time in America. It's where the term soap opera came from, because most of the dramas that came on in the middle of the day were sponsored by soap companies, and they were operatic, so they called them soap operas. The Shadow has a big influence on Batman. He was one of the main influences
for, sure.
for Batman. So they did this mashup. They've done it many times before in the past.
Yes.
This is nothing new, but this is his own 6-issue miniseries, and the reason why I absolutely loved it is that it was written by Steve Orlando and Scott Snyder.
Yeah.
And so what they did for this was the same thing that Batman fans feel about Scott Snyder and Tynion.
Yeah.
And Steve Orlando, when they do some of their stuff, is the history. You know that these guys know the history, love it. They put all the references in there for hardcore fans of Shadow and Batman. And this one, I picked up on the Shadow references. Using the normal name that the Shadow's given is Lamont Cranston, but in the print editions he was called Ken Allard, and that's very, you know, except for people
deep
who've read
cuts, yeah.
Deep cut stuff. They named some of the cities and some of the street signs, and just all across the board they really got into the history of the Shadow.
Yeah.
So it's just like, for me, it was reading Scott Snyder's Batman run, where, you know, he would go a throwaway line that only Batman fans know. Oh, that's
right.
From a 70s comic book.
Right.
That's what they did with the Shadow here. The art was done by Riley Russomo, who is just
really good.
Fantastic. love his artwork, the way he draws the Shadow,
it
Batman.
Kind of hints to Sean Murphy for me.
A little bit.
Really intentional lines. Everything's drawn very intentionally, and it draws, it just gives you, I don't know, a dynamic of the character.
Yeah.
That's very simple, but
yes.
Strict. It's nice. I enjoy
absolutely
it.
The coloring's really good in it. It's just a lot of fun.
Then
mm-hmm. One of my biggest things, and Sean's heard this over the years, is I hate it when people don't want to keep to the character of the old pulp heroes. the Phantom, the Shadow, Doc right. Savage, whoever it is.
Wasn't it Howard Chaykin?
Yes.
That you didn't like?
I did not like his Shadow. No, his Shadow...
Because he, like, hit women and there was... Some,
yes,
there was
some yeah, exactly. He did the...
he tried to write him as a 1940s character.
Yeah, in the 80s.
Acted
in
like
the
that,
80s.
In the 80s.
And he said, and I get the logic that he did in his story. It's one of the most famous Shadow comics. Everyone's like, Howard Chaykin Shadow is the number one Shadow comics you read. And I read it and I did not like them because, logically, I get it. He put the Shadow, he said, in the 1930s, they didn't care about women's rights. They didn't care about this. You know, the woman was supposed to stay at home and make dinner. Right. And, you know, so the Shadow is going to be a jerk if he was in today's world. And so he gets transported to the 1980s is when this was written. And he's like, he's a jerk because he's a 1930s guy.
Right.
And I understand the logic, but that's also like doing the Captain America thing.
Right.
He's from the 1940s, so he doesn't want women to have rights.
Right.
That, no.
Right.
I understand that logically, sure. If he just popped up from 1943 to 2017, he's going to be weird. But he's a hero.
Right.
Same like the Shadow. And Scott Snyder and Steve Orlando totally hearken into the pulp, the radio programs.
The mystery.
They
sure.
even do the movie. The Alec those. Baldwin movie
yeah.
from 1994, which I love and I'll defend. I will defend that movie. It's so great. Alec Baldwin is fantastic as the Shadow. So that's what I'm saying is that it's everything. It's not just some of the previous DC comics. It's everything. So as a Shadow fan, it's great. You don't need to be a Shadow fan to enjoy it. There's a lot of Batman. Batman's the main character. The Shadow is, honestly, to be completely honest, in the first issue, he's only in it very little. I think just
right.
a couple panels. But the just the mystery of Batman trying to solve out who is the Shadow person and delving into the movies, the comics, the radio program, the you know, the pulp magazines, all that stuff. It's just great. So as a Shadow fan, I'm super happy. I'm going to get this and the Tim Sale variant covers that they have coming
yeah.
out. Holy moly.
They look so good.
I don't usually buy variants,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to buy all those Tim Sales because they are awesome.
So,
excellent. Yeah, so Batman Shadow.
Those are great picks all around. Well, from that, why don't we move into our Spinning the Rex?
Spinning the Rex! Spinning the Rex!
Sweet. So, we kind of hinted towards it.
We did.
Earlier. We're going to talk about Free Comic Day.
Yes.
We're going to talk about a little bit of the history. We're going to talk about what we had this past
why
weekend.
We bow down and thank Joe Fields for thinking
exactly.
this up.
And then, oh, it was Richie's first time.
It was my very first.
It was
that's
Richie's
right.
very first time.
And what did I do? Got him sick.
Got me
got,
sick.
Got him sick. So, we can just go into it really quickly. The Free
yeah,
Comic Day.
Let's talk about where it came from.
Yeah, Free Comic Day was an idea that Joe Field.
And who's Joe Field?
Joe Field is a another comic book store owner out in California. He had an
comics.
Yep, he had an idea in the early 2000s to do a to do a day where you give out free comics.
He was trying to do it as a promotion.
As a promotion.
To drive more sales.
Right.
Yep. He was using it as a loss leader initially.
Exactly. So he wanted to try it. And Jim Valentino from Image thought it was a great idea. And they proposed to do it on the 2002 for the first Spider-Man movie that came out.
Huh.
They held it on May 4th. And, Some different companies printed different comics to give out,
mm-hmm.
and slowly ever since then, more and more companies have done it. For now, there's tons of companies that do it.
Absolutely, yeah.
The main goal has always tried to be, except for one time, the third time, they did it in July. But every other time for the last 16 years has been the first Saturday of May.
Gotcha.
And usually to coincide with a comic book movie.
Right.
Usually. There have been a couple of years where there weren't any, but ever since it caught on, that's kind of a geeky holiday now.
Yeah.
They've been doing it for forever.
That's crazy.
So it's something that It's something that's really cool. It's really popular. It's one of the biggest days of the year for comic stores. If you participate,
yeah.
Because one of the biggest
things...
Not everyone participates, and one of the biggest things that people don't realize is how it works.
Right.
And we'll do some of the behind the curtains here is that the companies don't give us comics.
Right. They do actually print comics.
They print
specifically
them.
For that yes. day.
But we have to buy
like them. Marvel, DC, IDW, Image, all the small publishers. They all print a specific issue just for that day. That's intended to be given out as a free comic book.
Yes,
comic.
Right. But we have to buy them.
We buy them.
Right. Yeah, and
so
we have to buy them. And you know, no,
we do get them at a reduced cost, obviously.
Sure.
Like, I think the average of the free comic book they cost like 30 cents or something like that.
It's like 25 to 50 cents, yeah, per book.
But 50 cents per book.
And then you multiply that times
100,000.
Yeah, times however many you order for your store.
Yeah.
Like for us every year, I mean, just to order the comic books, we're looking at a couple $1,000.
Right.
Yep. Exactly.
Just to give all that away.
Correct. Just to give it away. Plus, not talking about staffing, not talking about doing all that other stuff.
Well, and for us, we bring in artists and we bring in people to be part of the event and all those people
we buy lunch for.
Yeah,
it's cool.
We buy dinner for everybody at night after the event's over. Yeah. And I'm like, delicious, that's all our employees and their spouses if they can come.
Yeah. But that's fine. We're not complaining or nothing like that. We're just saying that we have to do that
because it's a cost
to doing it. But it also shows it's also one of the biggest days of the year. It's bigger than Black Friday, typically for us anyway. I can only speak for us because, like Sean said, there are some comic book stores out there that can't do it.
There's people that participate barely.
Yeah.
Like they might get some free comics and put them out there, but they don't do any promotions or anything like that.
Yeah, and every year we've done the promotional thing where we do a big sale.
This is our big sale.
Our big sale of the year. Yep. Right. There's only two big sales we do a year, Black Friday and Free Comic Book Day. And Free Comic Book Day is going to be the better one of the two, if you wanted to pick one.
Right.
And so the influx of people, and we're talking hundreds of people, come in on one day. Plus the great deals, it's lucrative for comic book stores.
Totally.
And it's a lot of fun. It's a crazy hectic day, and it's one of those things where people sometimes talk about the limits and things like that, and that's why
limits you mean by like how many you can give away.
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha.
It's because you want to try and get as many people as you can into comics,
right?
You know? And that's why we do limits. That's why a lot of stores do limits. Is because of that reason.
Correct.
Is to try and get the Joe Fields wanted to make this a really in the beginning his idea was to make it for kids. And, families.
Right.
To show that going into a comic book store isn't weird. It's not...
It's not the 90s social club it was.
Yeah, exactly.
It's awkward for a young lady to walk in or something.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's gone more to a broad spectrum of whoever.
Yeah, anybody.
Old, young,
store, yeah.
women, men, kids. There's something for everybody on Free Comic Book Day.
Totally. That's what I was going to say is that from what I've gathered, what it's kind of morphed into over the years is really just a huge opportunity to get people that don't normally participate in comics or that medium in general to kind of test it out, test the waters and see what that maybe they might actually like comic books and it might be a new thing for them. I can't tell you how many people we saw in general. I was shocked by the amount of people that didn't know what it was, had just come because of the gathering that we had.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't understand the concept of free comics. Like, you mean I just grab these comics and leave? Yeah, absolutely.
And again, that was the specifically made ones. Because every year somebody comes in and goes,
can I just take this off the wall?
I can just take this off the wall?
No. But they also, and that's why the free comic books are made for that. It's good that the publishers got behind it because it creates, they get an opportunity to put something in the hands of the consumer that allows them to kind of start the story.
It could be a reader who's never tried this indie comic.
Right.
Yeah.
So they see something that interests them, they pick that up, pick up a couple other ones, and try something different.
Well, and
at no cost to them except for gas. Yeah.
Well, and it also depends upon, what they do. Because one of my favorite storylines of all time, Blackest Night, the Zero issue to that event was a Free Comic Book Day issue. It was especially made, written by Jeff Johns. Mm-hmm. Ivan Reis did the art, and if you wanted the first 10 pages that you couldn't get until they collected it, you got it on Free Comic Book Day for free.
Yeah.
So they've done that in the past, too. Marvel, DC,
I was going to say, DC and Marvel do that a lot with... what was the last event they did? The OMAC project.
Oh, yeah. this year it was Secret Empire.
Yep.
They had a tie-in with what they're doing there at Marvel. So so they do that as well to try and entice people to, you know, check more stuff out.
Right.
Which is awesome.
So you guys have been in the industry for almost the entirety of it's been in the industry, right?
I've had something to do with Free Comic Book Day since the inception.
Right. So how would you say that it's morphed over the years? Like, is it...
Well, bigger and bigger, people.
It just got bigger and bigger. Like, probably the last 5 years, it's gotten to where a majority of the populace knows what it is and they'll show up for it.
Yep.
In the early days, it was seriously, you have a handful of books, you put them out, you get 30 people, 40 people that day, you might get a little bump in sales. And like in the very early days when you didn't really know what to do with it, because I wasn't an owner of this other store I shopped at.
Right.
But I helped out.
Right.
So I would show up and I would help him out on sale days and I would help him out on Saturdays and, you know, whenever he needed me and stuff, just because I liked the store.
Right.
And I remember working like the sale days in the early days. It was nothing like this, dude.
Right.
Like, we have to have manned stations, and then we have to have 3 runners.
Yeah.
Now, like
walkie-talkies. Yeah, everything's crazy.
But like back then, it was like I'd go and we'd hang out and BS about comics, talk about what we liked. If people came in, they got a couple comics, and then we got to talk to them about other stuff, and you know, maybe you'd see some new faces, and that's kind of what it was. And now it's morphed to, like, our store. We have there's a group here called Colorado Movie Cars, mm-hmm. and they bring down their cars that have been in TV or modeled after cars that have been in TV and movies. You know,
great stuff. Batmobile. There's a Wonder Woman.
How many did we have this year?
We had 8.
There was like 8.
Eight cars.
I didn't really know how many were going to show up, and I was pretty surprised that suddenly our parking lot was full.
Just to awesome looking.
So. Well, and just to give you an idea about like what Sean was saying. Keith and I were running the registers. There were 2 registers we ran that day.
Yep.
Sean was the floor manager guy, and he had you and Tyler
and Kelly
running around.
Well, we had Kelly mostly at the door.
Mostly
because
at the door.
We have to kind of prep people and say, this is what we're allowing. You know, to make it fair for everybody, we try to limit what everybody can take. Because if we just let everybody, like, we let everybody come in and take whatever they wanted for the Free Comic Book Day comics, it would cost us probably closer to about $8,000
to $10,000
to order all these comics for all these people.
Well, and also, I brought it up that we need to spread the love for people.
Right. Yeah.
It's for people.
So we want to make sure that everybody gets a shot. So we have to actually set some limits.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you know, it makes it more special because you're going to have to pick, and you can't just grab one of everything.
Right. Yes. And Todd was also helping the chaos of people grabbing
manage.
He was helping manage floor. Yep. And then Jared was helping magic and anything else we needed. So, I mean, we were fully staffed that day.
Mm-hmm. Well, plus, we had on the other side, we had artists.
Yep.
We had a group of local artists to come in, and they were super happy about the day because they made money.
Uh-huh.
You know, people come in. We always put the kids' books over in that section, so parents have to take their kids over there. So then they're walking in that room, too.
And see that incredible... Personal
check out
art.
Some of the art. Yeah. Check out some of the local fair.
I took all of my friends over there. Anybody that came in was like, "Hey," I was like, "Come here and look at Joe's stuff."
Come here and do this. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that really, I think.
But like, there's stores that go even more out. They'll have a bunch of the 501st people there. They'll have some people make full cakes for the day.
If you're lucky enough to have a local comic creator,
right?
Because like Scott Snyder,
super insane.
Scott Snyder, I think it was Scott Snyder and who else? It was somebody else huge at DC Comics. They were in New York City, and they're like, "We're just hanging out Free Comic Day all day at the store," you know. And so, if you're lucky enough to have a,
local creator,
creator, you can usually have those guys in.
It is the most synergetic I see. Our medium is with its massive outreach. Yes. By that I mean like comic books associated with local comic book shops. and the mass medias and the, everything kind of focused in on who actually delivers that pop culture mm-hmm. to people. That day is the one day that I really think that the recognition finally comes to the store.
Yeah,
that does that push, and it's really inspiring to see. Every year, so
yeah, and I really
think it
was
a great idea. I can't believe 2002 is when it started. I can't believe how long ago 2002 was.
Yes, well, I was gonna say is that, and I really think that the reason why we have an influx of new people every year, has been the movies.
Right.
The movie when this started up in 2002, Spider-Man was the movie that they were kind of hitching their thing to. Do you remember that movie? Like, I believe it blew records away with $200 million.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. $200 million is what most of these things make in a weekend now.
Spider-Man in 2002, in my head, I have a burned image of me where I was sitting at the promenade when he was trying to shoot his web for the first time. And he's like, go web, go! And he can't figure out, fly. Like,
yes.
That is burned in my skull because it was such a weird moment for me as a comic book nerd going like, these people are okay with watching a Spider-Man movie? Yes. Okay.
You know what we did at the time that came out? We hosted a midnight.
Oh, nice.
We pre-sold tickets. I actually had rented out one of the theaters.
Nice.
And everybody that came and got tickets from us, we all went down together as one big group and
That's
filled the
awesome.
Theater.
Awesome.
We used to do that all the time.
Well, and then awesome. I really do give credit where credit's due. I definitely think that Marvel Studios with Iron Man.
Oh, yeah.
I really think that Iron Man broke that barrier. Spider-Man, of course, it was starting to happen. X-Men, it was starting to happen.
I think that X-Men started out that we could appreciate the superhero.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, we can appreciate the superhero in its actual genre.
Sure.
And Marvel looked at that and went, we can do better.
Yeah.
And then they just gave you the entire medium right in your face.
Yes.
And then, that was the beginning of them starting to flush out that they wanted to connect all their movies.
Right.
Yeah. Which was unheard of at the time.
And
it captured...
It still feels unheard of. I can't believe that at this stage, I still can't figure out how the hell they're going to do Avengers and the Guardians of the Galaxy in one movie.
Yes.
Like, I can't
Along
figure
with
out.
Doctor Strange.
Right.
And, oh, yeah.
How they're going to pull that off... I don't know. And
we're going to see, though.
It's going to be great.
But I definitely think that when that hit the masses, the one that I think that I'm sure Sean will remember is when the Avengers came out. That free comic book day, tons of people coming in saying, I saw the Avengers. I want Avengers-like comic books.
Right.
And we were like, wow. And we sold tons of different Marvel and Avengers stuff that free comic book day.
I know this doesn't have to do with free comic book day necessarily, but when Watchmen came out,
oh yeah,
the months and months leading up to Watchmen, we couldn't keep the trade in stock.
No, you couldn't.
Right.
So movie sales definitely have helped and driven people into comic book
right,
stores.
Right, so linking free comic book day to movies is
almost they started doing that a few
ingenious.
Years back.
Yeah.
To where they always have a comic book movie that's either the week before or the weekend
right.
of.
Well, you know. This one being Guardians of the Galaxy
right.
Volume 2.
Yep, which we can just go through really quick because I think it'll be fun. Spider-Man, X-Men 2. Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 3, Iron Man, X-Men Origins Wolverine, Iron Man 2, Thor, The Avengers, Iron Man 3, Amazing Spider-Man 2, Avengers Age of Ultron, Cap, Civil War, and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Nice.
So,
not only are they good movies, but there's a lot on the top on there.
There's a lot on there, yeah. So, like I said, the mass audience who sees that, and if they're in that comic booky mood,
yeah,
go get some free comics. It's pretty good.
It's pretty ingenious, and it works.
Yes. So I guess let's get into your first time.
Right. I'll talk about mine.
Breaking your virginity of free comic book
free
day
comic
employee.
Book day. Yeah, employee.
Which is a different world than just... Because you used to come in.
I used to
and
come
you,
in
you'd
all
come
the time.
In with you and Chris and Matt.
Yeah, yeah.
And you guys would come in and you'd find me eventually.
Right.
Then you'd talk to me for about 5 minutes.
Yep.
And I wouldn't remember any of the conversation the
Absolutely.
Next day. They would be gone out of my head.
Yeah, the thing I always remembered was that...
But I would see you guys and I remember seeing you.
Yeah.
I just have no idea what we're talking about.
So I've run the register for pretty much every Free Comic Day that I've worked.
Uh-huh.
So I've been doing this.
I'm glad I don't do that anymore.
So I've run the register for 9 straight Free Comic Days.
Right.
And the thing I always remembered about you and your group was that you guys never gave me a hard time. You guys just came in. If you did buy something, you bought it and you guys left. Yeah. Or if you weren't, you just said hi and that was it.
We literally would wave at you and walk away. That's what we did.
Yeah.
It's so chaotic. As a consumer, I used to walk in here going...
Well, we get 800 to 1,000 people buying stuff.
Right.
That's tickets.
Yeah,
That's not bodies walking through the door.
No, that's just tickets.
That's and throughout the day.
So I used to just walk in and blissfully walk right out. Just take my free comics and I'd walk right out. And it was fantastic. And this is the first time that I got... I had to not only be there, but to make sure that everybody knew what they were doing, and anybody coming in had questions, needed to find comic books. It was
I got to a boss madhouse. You around.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It was like, get ready to set up till midnight the night before.
Zach and I did this stream.
The first year I didn't do that.
Zach and I did the stream sale first, which was, for those in participating, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yes.
It was a crazy night.
We do the stream sales every Friday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It'll be on our Facebook page.
Way to plug our show.
You never know if someone doesn't.
So we do that, and then we start setting up, and we're here till midnight. And I mean, we still left Keith with a little bit more to do. I think he was there till 1. And show up the next morning, and everybody's got walkie-talkies so we can actually hear each other, because they're trying to scream over the crowd. It's just not going to happen.
No.
And... the very first thing I noticed is how insane the line is. I did not think that people would line up at a comic shop. I just didn't think that was something that happened.
At like 9 o'clock.
And it was incredible. The line.
Well, yeah, I drove in. The car people got here right about 9 o'clock. I think I got here like right about 8. I don't know. It was like 8:50 or something. And there was already people lined up.
Yeah, they were 4 or 5 stores deep. We were covering their entrances, and we had to, like, I went out, and as a media guy, I'm out there trying to talk to everybody, and I had to run down the line to try to get everyone in the video, the shot. It was amazing. Through the chaos, through the amount of people that came, we had our entire rack, which is the length of our store, was filled with free comics, and by the end of the day, I think we had...
8.
We had 8 selection, and it was like 4 deep.
And it was like 2 titles.
Yeah.
8 comics. It was something like that.
There wasn't a lot left. Crazy.
Yep.
Crazy.
And
that's actually this year. That's the first time that's ever happened.
Because usually we
pull about a short box or so back off.
Right. Yep.
And then the next year we put those out, which again we did.
Yeah. We filled in the holes. The last couple of years, it's gone.
Yeah.
And it was gone too. Yeah. Yeah.
It was incredible. The amount of people I saw, I will say this, after it's all said and done, I absolutely loved it. It was probably the best day I've had working here since Denver Comic Con.
We got another one of those coming up too.
Real soon. It is chaos, and it is really rough on our bodies and emotional states, and it takes a lot out of us. But to be surrounded by that many smiling faces and people like caring about what we do,
it was very nice that there was a handful of customers. One of our Holdslot customers brought us cookies. Homemade cookies.
Yeah.
Two customers brought us donuts. One was
donuts.
Like Dunkin' Donuts. One was from somewhere.
Right. The one next door to us. I can't remember the call.
But I mean, that was just super cool. It's super cool when people think of you enough that they bring you something.
Absolutely.
Like that.
Yeah.
And I just enjoy the concept of people kind of falling into, maybe for the first time or the 100th time, the thing that I live for, and that's, you know, this comic book genre thing. You know, the medium itself is everything I've ever loved, and watching Free Comic Book Day, just like Denver Comic Con, where that's the mood, that's what's setting it up. It really is. You can see it in everybody's eyes, and there are a few bad apples that really try to mess with it. And outside of that, though, it's just great. You know, even people grabbing the free comics, there a lot of spirits were really high, even for as long as our lines were. And you know, our line one time for these poor Keith and Zach, I saw it wrapped around our building, trying to get them scanned out, you know, at some point during the day.
Yep.
So it's you need to have patience in general, and you know, people are bumping into each other and everything because our store is only so big and there's so many people in the store and everybody's looking through back issues, and every time you bump into someone they're like, ah, don't worry about it, you know, we're, it's like a Comic-Con, you know.
Yeah.
And the local artists doing their thing and kind of just, it's exactly what I picture a perfect world in, you know, just creators and people that consume creation together doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing, enjoying it. So I loved it. I can't wait. Free Comic Book Day is definitely in my top top experiences of being here.
So. Did you have a favorite thing that you sold or interaction that you had?
I mean, there were so many.
Do you remember any of your interactions?
To be honest with you, I don't know if I remember any. I do. We went out to dinner, and that was probably the most memorable, is to finally sit down with the staff. It's the first time in the entire year that we sat down as a crew and actually just enjoyed each other's company.
Yep.
And that was nice. That really was nice.
Yeah, I agree.
It's so hard to get.
I think we have a pretty good crew here. You guys all seem to get along really well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we don't have a lot of, there's not really infighting. There's not, you know, people being catty to one another, really.
Not at all.
So that's
and that's good, especially on Free Comic Book Day, because it's so crazy.
Right. Yeah, that's rare in a store anyway. To have it on Free Comic Book Day, everybody's spirits were really high that night.
Yeah, so it was good.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was really enjoyable.
This is, I will say that even though this broke our record, this was the biggest year for us as far as sales on Free Comic Book Day. It went smoothly.
It went crazy smooth.
Every other year before this, there was something that happened that had to get dealt with.
I was going
to
say is that I thought about it more on my days off, you know, this past week or whatever. But I'm ready to say, out of the 9 years that I've been, or, well, 10 years I've been doing this, but 9 years I've been doing Free Comic Book Day, this is the best one that I've had.
That's great.
The best one for like you said, for camaraderie, for the customers. Mm-hmm. I had some people who were a little cranky, but I've had people straight up yell, scream at me out of Free Comic Book Day. That did not happen. You know what I mean? So I think this is the best one, not just financially, but the way that the spirits were, the customers,
leading up everything. Everything. Like, you guys, we gave you a heartfelt bonus.
Right.
Because leading up to it, there was no stress. You guys, every time we asked you to do something, you just did it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge. You have no idea how much that takes the stress off of us.
Right. Yep, exactly. So I will say that this one, May 6, 2017, in my opinion, was the best one we've done.
Mm-hmm.
As a store and as me personally.
So being next a year we need like 5 creepy clowns.
Creepy clowns.
Just to make the day better.
We can do
just
better.
Just have them hiding in corners.
We can do it. We can do it better. I'm trying to think. I was trying to think of my memories.
I was going
to
say, that is my first experience. Yeah. I'm looking forward to more. And it did. I knew when I was dealing with it that it was different from what you guys had experienced before. I feel like, though, that I get to the benefit of jumping in at the end of the route where you guys have already learned from a lot of mistakes and issues that have happened before.
Yeah.
So, what was your very first Comic-Con? Or Comic-Con, your free comic book day? I'm on a lot of medicine.
My first one was one of the early ones, and I was just a helper.
Yeah.
And it was so mellow, dude. It was nothing like this.
Do you have to keep, like, telling people, those are free comics? They're like, what?
Yeah. I had to explain to them that this was a day we're trying to start something new as a promotion. But the funny thing is, we didn't run any sales that day.
Right.
There was no store sales or anything like that. We were just trying to promote that we were giving out free comics to try to drive people in the store.
Right.
So before we figured out how to work Free Comic Book Day, we'd figure out what it was.
Right.
So the earliest ones were very much I don't really know what to do with this yet. So it took a couple years of learning, we should tie in this with it. We should maybe get somebody, like local artists. We should try. Right. So just over the 15 years of doing it, you know, I've learned a lot. I've learned how to run it. I've learned how to make it successful.
Right.
And make it this. We do more on this one day than we will do on all 3 days of Denver Comic Con at a convention.
Absolutely.
Being at the convention and having a store open.
Sure.
It's kind of crazy.
It's insane.
Absolutely.
What about you?
I just realized that, which just shocked me, this was my 10th Free Comic Book Day.
Mm.
That's pretty crazy. So the very first one that I did was when Iron Man came out. I remember going and seeing that with the crew and everybody else, and that was the first and only time that I ran. I was part of Sean's crew, and I was the running. Yeah, I was the running around, helping.
Yeah, I always have to be floor manager, and
yeah, and I did that, and I enjoyed it. It's crazy, as you know. Uh-huh. People come up and they're asking you. You have to find back issues, doing all that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And then the next year,
you were my filthy assistant, Zach.
Yeah, I was a filthy assistant. And then the next year, I remember. Yeah, that's when I started doing the register, and I was really good at it because I'm really good at doing the register because I can do it fast.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, up until a couple years ago when we got our point of sale, we used to have hand registers, and I'd have to hand type everything.
Oh, you'd have to break everything apart and go.
Oh, goodness gracious.
You have 37 at $2.99. You have 14 at $3.99. You have it, yeah. And you would have to break all that down.
That sounds awful.
Exactly. So I've been doing that, and I like that because I'm pretty fast at doing it. I like to talk to people. I like to get it really quick.
Yeah.
And I've had some really memorable stuff in the years over that. A lot of them have been interesting.
Yeah.
I'll never forget one time somebody offered to take me out into the parking lot, and one of our friends had to tell him he would go out instead.
To fisticuffs?
Yes, to fisticuffs.
Why? What happened?
He just didn't like the way that we were ringing up his books. He was like, you guys said there's going to be this on the... we always hand out a flyer.
Right.
We've done it every year.
Right.
What the sales are.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, this is the way it is.
Right.
I mean, this is, you know, if you take this much percentage off of this number of book, he was like, oh, no, that's not right. And he said, we should go. And one of our friends who was also running the register at the time told them that, okay, him and he would go out.
What?
Yeah, and we were like, okay. So that was back in the old days. That was before this store, actually.
I was going to say.
This was, so I will always remember that.
That's a good one to remember.
That was interesting. But then every year there's always a family. There's always a kid who comes up, and for some reason he just stands out to you because he's so excited. They're so excited. Right. They're loving it. This year I had a kid who, really nice kid. He was there by himself. He just came in to buy a Secret Empire. He only had $5, the comic's $4.99. And he was so distraught when I told him it was $5.43.
Mm-hmm.
I gave him 10% off. Nice. And sent him on his way.
That's awesome.
And he was so happy that he got that one comic book. So
you
there's
get
always
the free Secret Empire too.
Yeah, I believe.
Awesome.
He, yeah, yeah. So
that's awesome.
But that's all he took too.
Yeah.
He didn't grab.
He just wanted those. Yeah.
Yep. So so every year there's always somebody, some family or something that'll stick out like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So final question: do you think Free Comic Book Day? As we talk, we kind of overgeneralizing. I believe that is something that is detrimental to our business. Is it something you want to see grow even bigger? Is it something that you think should be?
I don't. We're gonna have to have it like a stadium or a
right.
Yes.
I don't know how you're gonna get much bigger. It's like having a mini convention in your store.
Right.
It
absolutely is.
So
I think it's from my one experience, I can tell, especially because it's almost been a year since I've been here. So. With a full year of work behind me, I would say that...
They haven't fired you yet?
You haven't fired me yet. But after a full year, I would say that this was the craziest day. The most heartfelt day, too. And the most that demanded of us. So it's definitely... It's crazy to think that it's not Christmas or Black Friday. That it's absolutely Free Comic Book Day.
Yes, it is.
But I would... I want to see it go on forever. I think this should be a standard tradition around for many, many years to come. Let's have another 20.
It will be.
It will be.
It will stick around.
Yeah, as long as there are comic
it's
books
cemented
being... Yeah.
In.
As long as comic books are being printed and you can go to an actual store. If we ever get to the point of it's all on the computer and there's no stores anywhere left in the world,
right.
then it'll probably die out.
Still get them and they'll just be digital.
They'll just be digital, exactly. But... But as long as there's comic book stores and comic books, this will continue to go on. It's great for us as a business. It's great for fans. It's great for people who are interested in, it's hitting a very wide range of good things for people. It should definitely continue on. They'll continue to make more superhero movies.
Yeah.
This will continue on just like that.
Excellent.
So.
Well, with that said, what you guys should do if you're listening is tell us your favorite free comic book day memory.
Yep.
I want to hear what it means to you guys. Just leave a comment under our Facebook page.
Yep.
We'll read them and select the best. I know that for me, it's just that feeling, man. You get that I'm at home feeling with the right amount of geeks. So
sure, absolutely.
Until then, Sean and I will try to get better.
Yeah, and I'll probably probably be sick
exactly
on the next
sick.
One.
That's right.
So
slightly cough in your mouth, it'll be fine.
There you go. And then
that's what he told me.
I'm just going to do the quick little plugs here at the end.
Yeah.
We are doing book club. We started doing that every month. Richie, you just put up the stuff on Facebook.
Meta Barons, May 25th.
I'm 6:30 to 7:30. If you do not know, this is where we are picking different comic books, different trade paper. We are putting them on discount, so if you're not a Hold Slot member, you get 25% off the cover price. You get 30% off on the cover price if you are a Hold Slot member. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to buy the book, you've already read it, you have it digitally, whatever, you can still show up.
Yep.
This is just a fun community thing that we've been doing.
Yep.
And then we mentioned it earlier, but we should start plugging it every
That's
week
correct.
Is Richie and I, we are doing the I Want More Comic Stream Sale. Every Friday night from 6 p.m. Mountain Standard to 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, we will be doing a live Facebook video where we will be doing a sale. Very easy. We go through it. There's a video up on our Facebook page about how it works.
Yep.
It's just as easy as commenting.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of fun with it. There's tons of different stuff we do. It's very simple, a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So check us out every Friday night. Check out the book club.
Come see Dr. Deals.
Dr. Deals, he's one of the characters who have shown up, and there's going to be many other characters.
Many more, yeah.
There's a space cowboy and Maurice.
I don't know who you
We have a lot of fun with that. So check that out. It's just as easy as going on Facebook on Friday nights.
That's right.
And we'll be back next week with another episode. So.
That sounds good. All right. Bye, guys.
All right. Talk to you later.
Complexities bringing the tease when hardcore be the factor. Physically shattered by the cosmic, metacosm distractor. Fractured by my supernatural forces. Face losses as I break backs like Superman on horses. Word of jaw, ancient warrior like Thor. Spiritual like the Ibis God Thor. Complex construction by the technician will dismantle your collective mind. Enemy of mankind with Egyptian archaeological finds. Dwelling in the dungeon of time. Manu and Aiku, beat seeker. Swarming like locusts in your speaker. Examining communication systems with cybernetics. Keep notes of my flows or get foes or cryogenics.